Missourinet News, I'm Elisa Nelson. University of Missouri Interim Chancellor Hank Foley says the school is now better prepared to respond to hate crime reports after racial problems dominated the fall semester last year. Foley says he was disappointed and angry to hear about reports of racism on campus this week.
99.999% of our students get it, but you can't prevent these things from happening. All you can try to do is sort of handle them after the fact and make sure that you do the right thing.
A group of African-American students say at least two white students yelled racial slurs at them near the Delta Epsilon fraternity house late Tuesday night. Mizzou police investigated 11 hate crimes last year, up from four the previous year. A committee charged with reviewing the performance of some Missouri judges has released its findings. Brian Houseworth reports.
Missourians will be voting whether or not to retain 49 judges in the November election. The biggest one, of course, is Richard Teitelman, who's on the Missouri Supreme Court. Of those 49, the performance review found that 48 of them met the performance review standards. Only one does not. That is a judge in St. Louis County, and that particular judge scored at 5%. Reporting in downtown Jefferson City, I'm Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
A mid-Missouri teacher is on administrative leave for allegations of inappropriately touching a student. Matt Pilger reports.
The Mexico High School band teacher, 43-year-old Robert V. Cortez, is awaiting formal charges after an arrest on Wednesday on allegations of inappropriately touching a student. According to a report from Mexico Public Safety, the student says the act occurred more than once in several different locations, but not on school property or during a school-sanctioned event. Cortez was placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Matt Pilger, Missouri Net.
Missouri dairy farmers won't be getting financial assistance under a state law meant to reimburse most of their federal dairy insurance premiums. Missouri Dairy Association Executive Director Dave Drennan says the governor's budget freeze of more than $1 million for the Dairy Revitalization Act is a huge blow.
Without the state reimbursement, our folks are apprehensive about the new federal program. This is the third sign-up we've held, and so They're sitting there till December the 16th to make a decision, and we now know that we're not going to get any support from the state.
Governor Nixon withheld this month an additional $57 million in the state budget. He blamed the restrictions on the legislature's veto override of a bill that gives tax breaks to farmers receiving disaster or emergency aid. And former Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson will be the featured speaker next month at the College of the Ozarks. This is Missouri Net News.